2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章第一节到第三到第二节，我们。
2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1 to verse 2.
好，王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静。不被视为的仇敌扰乱。第二节，那时王对先知拿单说：“看啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。”阿们。好，在这边大卫他做了一个决定。
Here, King David, he made a decision.
好，他有心要为神来建造。一个圣殿能够把约柜放在那边，那在那边人可以来敬拜神。
So he had a heart to build a temple, and so that the Ark of Covenant can be settled there.
这一份心意是得到神的悦纳。
And this heart was pleasing to the Lord.
所以神也告诉大卫说：“我要祝福你。”
And therefore, God said to David that. David, that I wanted to bless you.
哦，虽然神没有完全按照他所提出来的的意见来执行。
Even though God did not follow what David had in mind.
哦，神却安排了他的孩子所罗门在所罗门王的时代才把这个殿建起来。
In fact, God arranged his son, King Solomon, to finish David's will.
哦，但是今天我们最主要来探讨的，要来思考的，就是大卫这颗蒙神悦纳的心。
However, tonight we shall discuss David's heart, who's pleasing to the Lord.
哦，我们日常生活当中常常做出。从我们的心做出很多的决定，做了很多的事情。
So in our daily life, we have made a lot of decisions out of our heart.
不是常常，但是不是每次都会有先知来跟你说，哎，这个决定是好的啊，神喜欢，或者是你做的这件事情让神很伤心。
And however, and it's not every time that we have a prophet next to us to say that, oh, this is a good decision that God is pleasing with you, and this is not a so great decision.
哦，其实大卫很幸运啊，先知常常跟他讲，他做错事，先知会来跟他说啊。他做得好，先知也会跟他说。
So David was fortunate in a way that he had often prophets next to him and then told him what he did was right or wrong.
哦，但是我们做事情虽然没有人跟我们说，但是神都有在看呢。
And so whatever we did, even though there's no prophet, but God always watching.
好，我们做得好我们为他做的，哇，那神也会悦纳。
And if you did a good job, and God will also be pleased.
哦，但是我们做得不好，做他不悦纳的事情，那神也是会伤心呢。
At the same time, if we did something wrong, then God will also be disappointed.
哦，所以我们时常要来省察自己，看想想自己，回想一下，哎，我做的事情到底是不是蒙神悦纳的？
So we often had to examine ourselves and to see whatever things that we did is pleasing God's heart or not.
好，我们来看大卫他这边所做的事情哈。
So let's see what David did.
第撒母耳记下的第七章。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
这边有一个第一节的时候说到说，当时候神让大卫在一个安静的一个状况下来生活。
And here, in verse 1, God had given David a rest from all his enemies.
哦，不被视为的仇敌来扰乱。
So that he was not disturbed by his enemies.
哦，其实这是一个很大的恩典啊。
And this was a great blessing.
哦，我们住在太平生活当中的人，可能比较没有办法去体会这一点。
To live in a very peaceful era, it's hard for us to experience this.
哦，但是对选民来说，其实他们进入到迦南地就一直在征战。
However, for the God chosen people, when the moment they enter the land of Canaan, they started fighting.
哦，尤其在士师时代，很多次都被敌人来侵略、来欺负的非常的可怜。
Especially in the time of Judges, there were so many times they were invaded by the enemies.
哦，那一直征战也都不断了。
And there was constant wars.
甚至上一个王，扫罗王哈，他也是在征战中被敌人杀死的。
Even the king before David, King Saul, he was also killed in the war.
所以在这边得到安静的生活，这是神的一个恩典。
So here, he was raised in peace, and was without disturbance from the enemy, was a grace from God.
那大卫他体会到这份恩典。
And he cherished and he understood this, this peace.
好，他没有想说这份恩典，这个平静是什么？是我自己努力得来的。
He never thought that this peace was an effort that he gained for himself.
好，有些人他可能会这样子想啊。
Perhaps some people will think this way.
我今天优异的生活是因为我努力所得来的。
So today I live in a very peaceful life because I work hard for it.
他没有想说这个其实是神的一个祝福。
He never thought that was actually a blessing from God.
没有想说这其实是神的一个保守。
And he never thought it was perseverance from
perseverance 可以
from God.
哦，所以他的心都是在什么？都是在自己想要做的事情上。
So his heart was full of desire of his own.
他的心思都花在说我要怎么样让我的生活更加的舒适。
And his heart was on how I can make my life more comfortable.
哦，但是大卫他不是这样子。
However, David did not do that.
当他遇到安逸生活的时候，
And when he had a very restful life,
他知道说这个是神让我的安静啊。
And he knew it was from God.
好，所以他知恩。感恩，然后他会报恩。
So he knew the grace of God, and he experienced the grace of God, and he knew how to pay back.
对，他体会到说，这既然是神的恩典，那我能够来做什么？
And he knew, since this was of grace from God, what can I do?
哦，所以大卫他蒙神悦纳，其实首先他有一份感恩的心。
So this the reason why David had a pleasing a heart pleasing to the Lord was because he had a grateful heart.
大卫他这一份心非常值得我们来学习。
And this is something for us to learn.
他把他生活当中很多事情所遭遇的都理解为这是神对我的一个教导以及祝福。
So he interpreted things around him and whatever things happened around him as this was a blessing from God.
但他有安静的生活，他说啊，这是神的祝福。
And when he was in a good rest, he knew it was God's blessing.
甚至有时候他遇到灾难的时候，有一次示美来骂他，甚至用石头丢他，他说啊，这个是因为我有错啊，那神差派他来攻击我的。
Even a time when he was mocked, he also understood that it was my fault. So it was a punishment from God.
所以对他来说，生活当中的种种滴滴，有上有下，这都是神对他的一个恩典。
So whatever happened in his life, he knew it was all from God's grace.
神对他的一个照顾。
And it was a comfort from God.
所以他在想事情，他在看事情的时候，他往往也会想到神。
So when you look at certain things, he always thought about God first.
所以在第二节的时候
，in verse two，
他对先知拿单怎么说
？So what did he say to
他说，看呐
，see now，
这个动作很重要。
And this is a very important action.
他说看呐
，he say see now，
看什么
？see what？
我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。
Are they in a house of cedar? But the ark of God dwells inside ten curtains.
这个动作非常的重要。
And this was an important action.
大卫他会去看。
And he observed.
他在看说到底我能够为神做什么。
And he saw what could he done for the Lord.
所以他看到说，哎，我自己住在这么舒适的香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里，这样子他很过意不去。
So he realized that he dwelt in a house of cedar, but then the ark of God dwells in a curtain and tent.
所以他想要做什么？想要为神来建一个殿。
So he wanted to build a temple for God.
不是每一个人都会看的。
And not everyone would observe this, would see this.
我们看哈该书啊。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书
，Book of Haggai.
旧约的倒数第三卷哈。
The last, third last book from the Old Testament.
哈该书的第一章。
Book of Haggai, chapter one.
二到四节。
Verse two to four.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。三
Three.
那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。第四
Four.
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？第五节
Five.
现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。阿们。这里一样是神的选民啊。
And this was also spoken to the chosen people.
一样是认识神的人。
And those people knew God.
但是他们却没有看到。
However, they did not see this.
或者他们看到了，他们说：“哎呀，建造神殿的时候还没有来到。”
Well, perhaps they saw, but then they said, "Oh, but this is not the time yet."
有太多困难了。
And there were so many difficulties.
所以他们就把它留在那边不动。
So they decided to leave it alone.
甚至神要差派先知去跟他们说。
Until that God even had to send a prophet.
你有没有看到
？Did you not see?
你看看自己住在天花板的房屋，然后神的殿还荒凉在那边，你有没有看到
？Did you not see that you live in a paneled house and the temple to lie in ruins?
神等了几年了
？How many years?
我们那时候讲超16年啊。殿在那边从根基立下来到他们在开始盖差不多16年之久、啊、
From the time of when they laid the foundation to the time when they stopped building the temple, it was about 16 years.
其实神我在想他也希望他的百姓自己能够有自发 来爱神的心 来为神做工的心。
And of course God was also hoping that chosen people would come to self-realization and came and work for God.
好，那他等了一年、两年、好几年、16年，神说好了，神还是要教导他们一下哈。
So he waited for a year or two, and then eventually, after 16 years, he decided to teach his.
哦，那还好他教导他们，他差派先知去鼓励他们。好，那他那些当时候的领袖啊，所罗巴伯啊，撒拉铁。就是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚，还有他们就召集的众民，那大家就同心的来为神热心。
And unfortunately, then after prophets spoke to them, Zerubbabel and Joshua, the leaders at that time, start gathering the people to work.
但是更好的，或者是更让神期待的，其实是人自动自发要想要为神做什么。
But even better if the man can come and out of his own will and to work for God.
好像大卫他看到说，哎呀，我住的房屋这么好，那神的约柜还在殿会幕里，我要为神做什么？我能够为神做什么？
And just like King David, and he said, I live in such a comfortable house, and what can I do for God?
其实这个是神要我们。常常去思考的一个问题，如果可以的话。
And this is what God wanted us to learn if we can.
我能够为人家做什么
？What can we do for him？
好像书念的妇人
，just like the woman in the
书的地方，《列王记下》第四章那边哈。孙文买，对，是那个啊，这个字。
Shunammite，
对对对对对，那他住在苏念那有一个那个神的工人以利沙嘛，他走过苏念，结果这个妇人就一定要把他说，哎呀，来我家吃饭。
And so when the prophet Elijah passed by, the lady determined to ask him to come in.
好，那他还跟他的丈夫说哈。
So he said to
she
said to his her husband.
他说：“我看出那个常从我们这边经过的是圣洁神的人的神人呢。”
Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God.
好，我们来接待他。
So let's ask him in.
好，我们甚至来为他做一个地方，让他经过的时候能够来休息，能够在那边待一下。
And let us make him a small upper room so that he can come and rest.
他有这个心，其实当然他这个心 坐在这个人身上，但是他的心其实是要坐在神的身上，要为神做的。
And of course, at that time, she has a heart to build this room not for the prophet but for God.
哦，那有这样子的心，他也蒙神的悦纳，得到了一连串的一些福气和体验。
And with this heart, and he was pleased by God, and she was pleased by God, and she also received great blessing.
哦，或者是像亚伯拉罕。
And also like Abraham,
他看到有旅客要经过。
When he saw the travelers pass by,
他马上有爱心的去接待。
He automatically came and received.
不知不觉当中接待到了天使，接待到了神。
And not knowing that he actually accepted the angels of God and messengers of God.
哦，所以有一个，你一个人如果心中非常的体会到神恩典，就是说在他的生活当中体会到说，哎，神对我很好。
If a person truly experienced the love of God and how wonderful God's will is,
很自然的他会去想说，我能够为神做什么。
And very naturally, he would think that, what can I do for God?
那其实很自然的他就会想说，我能够为人做什么。
At the same time, he would think that, what can I do for man?
好，大卫他想到的是说，我要为神来建殿。
And then God, David thought that what can he do for God in the way that he wants to build.
结果神跟他说，哎呀，等你哈，你因为战争啊，手流了很多的血，所以说你不可以建，要等到你的儿子才可以建。
But then God said to him, because a lot of blood on your hands as you went through wars, therefore I'll ask your son to build this temple for you.
如果你是大卫，你会怎么想？
If you were David, what would you think?
太好了，省了我很多功夫哈。
Oh, how wonderful! I have saved a lot of work.
哎呀，我的心意已尽呐。
I already had the heart.
好，既然神说这个是我儿子的工作，那就以后再说吧。
Since God already told me this is my son's job, then let's do it later.
大卫是这样子的人吗
？Was he someone like that?
我们来看那个历代志上。
Let's turn to the book of First Chronicles.
历代志上的二十二章。
First Chronicles chapter
22. 历代志上的二十二章哈。
First Chronicles chapter 22.
啊，在这边啊，在这边大卫跟所罗门就招了他所罗门儿子来哈，跟他说啊，神跟他说了，流了他，因为你流了很多人的血，第七节哈，打了许多次大仗，所以你不可以为我建这个殿。
In verse 7, David said to Solomon, since God already told me that I have shed so much blood, I was not allowed to build the temple.
哦，但是这不代表大卫他就说他就不做了。
And it did not mean that David stopped here.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫说，我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩，要为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍万国，所以我要为殿预备材料。于是大卫在未死之先预备的材料甚多啊。在这边所以看到大卫他虽然神说你不可以建，他说没有关系，那我可以做什么？我可以预备材料。他就在他死之前预备了很多的材料。
So even though God said to him not to build the temple, he still thought, what can I do for the Lord? And in this case, he had prepared so much materials for his son.
哦，因为他所做出的这个建殿的决定不是出于义务，不是出于责任，而是出于一个甘心愿做的心，甘心乐意的奉献。
So he made this decision not because it was his responsibilities or duties, but because out of his willing heart.
哦，所以对他对神的一个奉献，他没有觉得说这是一个重担。
He did not think this as a burden.
而是觉得说这是一个我能够来爱神的一个很好的机会。
And he thought this was a great opportunity that I can show my love towards God.
所以神跟他说你不能干，他说没有关系，那我就预备材料。
So therefore, since God does not say that do not build a temple for me, he started preparing the materials.
我虽然不能够直接的参与，但是我可以间接的也是有参与到。
Since I was not able to participate actively, I could still indirectly prepare for the Lord.
我这次回去在台湾啊，我们有去 拜访几间教会。
So this time we had an opportunity to visit a few churches in Taiwan.
哦，那特别在里冷教会啊，在这边我们听到的当时候他们建堂很好的一个见证。
And when we visited a church called Li Leng, we heard great testimonies.
哦，他们里冷教会，他里冷这个地方是在台湾的原住民的一个部落。
So Li Leng Church was also built in a native area, in Taiwan.
哦，本来里冷这个地方呢，他们啊、有他们的居民啊，有很严重的酗酒的问题。
So at that time, the members
很久以前的哈、
long ago, the members had problem with the addiction to alcohol.
The citizen 呢，还不是 member.、
At that time, they were the citizens there in the area had problem with the alcohol.
哦，那常常酗酒，所以就会出现很多的争执，然后常常就会有就需要警察。所以特别在日那个时候还是日本统治的时代，他们就派设了一个派出所，就是警察局在里冷这个地方。
And because of the problem with alcohol, the people start having argument and then fought each other. So they had to build a temporary police station or security, and so it was what happened.
对，好，那后来他们接受到了真耶稣教会，那也信了这个福音。
And afterwards, the people there came to touch through Jesus' church, and they believed the gospel.
哦，那全村的人都信了。
So the whole tribe came to believe in the Lord.
都受洗了。
And they were all baptized.
结果政府发现说怎么都没有事情了。
And then the government realized that nothing then happened.
哦，所以他们就把那个派出所就撤销了，人那个警察就调走，调到其他的地方更需要的地方去了，因为就没有案件了嘛，在这边。
And then they found there was no need for the police station, so they moved out the police there to the other areas.
哦，那当一开始他们所有的这个会堂哈，他们是用茅草堆积成的会堂来做聚会的地方。
So in the beginning, the church was built out of straws.
好，那在1963年那时候，他们就觉得说，我们应该要来建一个会堂啊，一个比较用水泥啊做的会堂，比较坚固的一个会堂。
So in 1963, they decided to build a church out of the more durable material such as concrete.
哦，所以当时候他们的信徒大部分都是农夫啊。
At that time, most of the members were farmers.
哦，他们就想说，我们要来种香蕉，因为当时候香蕉的价钱非常好。
And they thought about growing bananas because banana was a good selling point.
哦，香蕉当时候是台湾出口农产品的一个重要的物资啊，所以说他们那个香蕉价钱很好，所以他们说我们要来种香蕉来卖出去，然后来建会堂。
So at that time, banana was the main exporting agriculture product. So they wanted to use this opportunity to sell bananas and use the money to build the temple.
哦，但是香蕉有一个问题哈，种香蕉有一个问题啊。
The problem there was a challenge and when you want to grow.
因为在台湾很多台风，每年都有好几个台风啊。
Because in Taiwan there were so many typhoons.
哦，所以虽然台湾种香蕉，它会长得不错，因为它是热带地区。但是因为台风，所以说它的收成有时候会少一些，有时候会少很多。好像去年呐、啊，就是去年台风很多，所以说香蕉今年的我们回去台湾就香蕉都很贵啊。
So because it was because of the weather constraints, so it all depends on the weather of the year. Such as last year, because there were so many typhoons, so this year when you went there, the price of banana went up.
哦，但是他们说在那三年之内
，However, they testify saying that in the 3 years when they were growing bananas,
哦，刚好碰到了日本的万国博览啊。那时候台湾主要出香蕉是出到日本，所以香蕉的价钱特别好。
They had opportunity to have the to sell the bananas to Japan.
哦，那刚好那三年，他们说什么？每次台风要进去台湾就绕道了。
And for the 3 years, every time the typhoon was about to enter the inland of Taiwan, and it moved out.
没有碰到一次台风啊。
Not even once did they met a typhoon.
哦，所以他们 都很感谢神啊。
So they really thank God.
但是在第二年的时候，那是三年都没有台风哈。那是他们说在第二年的时候。
During the second year.
好，第二年的时候，他们发生了一件事情。
Something happened.
他们收到钱啊，如果有人奉献的话，他们就是把它锁在一个铁盒里面。
So for whatever whoever offered to the church, and they lock in the steel box, iron box.
那这个铁盒他们就会放在一个地方。
And they hid the box away.
那有一天晚上差不多八点啊，那时候有青年在聚会。
In the one evening at around 8 o'clock.
哦，那有人要来奉献了，那财务就去要把铁盒拿出来给他奉献，把钱要钱放进去。
So a youth wanted to offer.
不是 youth， 就是说有人要奉献了。
Someone was about to offer, so the FA took the box out.
结果找不到那个盒子。
However, he was about to take the box, but he couldn't find it.
哦，就是不见了，被人拿走了。
And it disappeared. It was stolen.
好，所以他们就赶快召集，也没有办法找警察了，派出所都不见，都没有了嘛，哈。
And since there was no police station,
好，那他们就也没有想说要去找警察了，就找信徒，赶快大家跪下祷告。也有刚好有人在聚会嘛，就哎，就一起祷告。
And anyhow, they never thought about finding the police, so they just basically gathered members and started praying.
好，他们祷告了三次。
And they prayed three times.
在第二次祷告的时候。
And the second prayer,
有一个执事娘，临显到执事娘，她看到了一个异象。
A certain deacon's wife,
saw a vision.
She saw a vision.
她看到有一只手出来。
And she saw there was a hand.
好，然后指向外面。
Pointing outside.
指到那个派出所已经荒废的派出所后面的一个地方。
And this hand was pointing at the ruined area behind the original police station.
好，那在第三次祷告的时候。
And on the third prayer,
好，他看到了一个年轻人。
She saw a young man
的样子啊，哈。
A form of a young man.
好，所以说后来他们祷告完，他们就出去找。
So after prayer, they went out to look for their box.
好，那真的在派出所后面就找到了那个盒子啊。
And he, they found this offering box on the exact same spot.
哦，那时候那个年轻人还不在啊。
At that time, there was no young man.
哦，但是那个执事娘她看到的年轻人，她是看到那个年轻人在某一个地方，所以他们就到那个地方去等他。
And when she prayed, she saw a vision that young man was in the other place. So they were all then went to the place to wait for him.
那真的后来那个年轻人就来了。
So this young man eventually came.
那他们就问他，那个年轻人他也承认了。
And then they asked this young man, and he confessed.
好，所以他们也感受到说，哎，有神在保护，神在带领。
And they experienced the protection of God and the caring from God.
那在第三年的时候
，And on the third year,
好，有一次在祷告会的时候，这个林执事娘她看到了另外一个异象。
During the prayer session, this Sister Lin, she saw another vision.
哦，她看到有天使在盖会堂啊。
She saw that the angels were building the chapel.
然后她有看到尺寸，然后看到样子。
So she saw the size and also the image of the church.
结果后来这一个样子跟他们后来请一个造弟兄设计的完全一模一样。
Then afterwards, this image she saw in her prayer was exactly the same as the architect brother Zhao, who then designed.
这个赵弟兄没有去问执事娘，这执事娘也没有去告诉赵弟兄说，哎，你要怎么盖哈？因为他也不是做建筑这方面的。
Of course, brother Zhao never consulted the sister Lin, and he obviously did not know what the church was going to be.
好，所以他们就觉得，哎。这一件事情，这个盖会堂的事情，其实神都有在看。
And then from this, they realized that God was actually looking after them in terms of building the chapel.
好，也让信徒们，也是今天让我们得到一个很大的一个鼓励啊。
So today it brought us a great encouragement.
好，如果我们有愿做的心
，If you have a willing heart,
我们 尽我们所能的为神做什么？
And we, if you can do whatever you can for the Lord,
神必定悦纳。
God will be pleased.
他一定会带领。
And he will certainly guide us.
他也会祝福给我们。
And he will certainly bless us.
好，我们一起来唱赞美诗。
Sing him.
240首。
240.